After this song, we're going right into the lesson. Scoot up your chair and lean in.
All hail King Jesus! All hail Emmanuel! King of kings and Lord of lords, bright morning star! Throughout all eternity, I'm going to
My. Every time I hear that song, it brings joy to my heart. It's like honey to my mouth. It's a melody in my ears. It gives me delight and leads me to hope. Jesus, the sweetest name that ever was. Jesus, the most precious name in the world. God so highly exalted him that he gave him a name which is above every name. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1 and verse 31 tells us, the angel told Mary, behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. The angel also told Joseph, she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. And in another place it said, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Oh, hallelujah. That's enough to make the whole world rejoice. I desire that the sweetness of his name would be present with me as I endeavor to teach this subject on the greatest name that ever was. If my voice sounds harsh and if my thoughts appear scattered, at least you will hear that sweet music of his name, for the name itself is a melody. My lesson today, I'm hoping, will ring with that sweet melody of his name. I pray that I, as a teacher, and you, as the hearer, will join in to this great melody. I hope it will find a place in your heart and cause a jubilee within your soul. Jesus is the way to God. Therefore, we preach him. He is the truth. Therefore, we hear him. He is the life. Therefore, our hearts rejoice and seek him. This name, Jesus, is not a name to be monopolized by the theologians or the wealthy, or the princes of this world. This name, Jesus, is to be made a household name among the common people. He is the people's Savior. The angel says he would save his people from their sins. God said, I have exalted one chosen out of the people. This is the Christ for the people. This name Jesus will lift the poor man out of the dust. It will raise up the beggar from the dunghill and set him among the princes. There is consolation that the message was made to a man named Joseph, a craftsman, a working man, and to a peasant woman. This name Jesus was revealed to the working class people. Joseph, a humble man, a working man, a man with weathered skin. It was to this couple that the name of Jesus was first revealed. You remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, when Moses asked God what his name was, he says, "I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them." But Moses, when you go down to Egypt to bring up my people, you shall say unto the children of Israel, "The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations." That's what he told Moses thousands of years ago. But 2,000 years ago, when God revealed himself to mankind, he called his name Jesus. The Jewish world was expecting him. Isaiah says, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The angel told Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." And he told Joseph this was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, which said, "They shall call his name Emmanuel." If the name Jesus is the fulfillment of the name Emmanuel, it must have the same meaning. So every time I say Jesus, would I be saying God is with us? Because the angel said that Emmanuel is interpreted as God is with us. And if Jesus is the interpretation of the name Emmanuel, it would also be interpreted, God is with us. John said it like this, "In the beginning, the Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, full of truth. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name." Oh, that name of Jesus. To those that believe on that name and accept him as their Savior, he gives them power or the authority to become the sons of God. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This is he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Jesus.